Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sarah, Ellen and Alana with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. Two children were saved from a house fire this morning in Townsville and are safe now in a stable condition. Fire services were able to retrieve the two children, aged 2 and 13, through the roof as the entrance became engulfed. All occupants of the property were safely evacuated and the blaze was brought under control. Queensland police have established a crime scene, but the cause of the blaze has yet to be ruled as suspicious. In other news, in other Queensland Police Service news, it was confirmed on Friday that the Operational Support Unit of the Domestic and Family Violence and Vulnerable Persons Command would be disbanded, and the senior sergeant and 14 sergeants assigned to the unit would be redeployed to local districts. The unit was established after the 2022 Commission of Inquiry into Queensland Police Service responses to domestic and family violence, in which it found that the QPS response was in serious need of reform. However, a 100-day review of QPS operations last year found that the QPS had experienced what it referred to as mission creep, with officers being increasingly tasked with non-core functions, including domestic and family violence case management. According to member for Cooper MP Jonty Bush, in 2013, every second police recorded assault in Australia was related to family and domestic violence, so services are still very much needed in that area.
In national news, three Australian acts are nominated for awards at the 68th Annual Grammy Awards, with the ceremony currently underway in Los Angeles. The psychedelic artist Tame Impala was among the first to win, receiving Best Dance Electronic Recording for the song End of Summer. Sydney-based electronic act Rufus Du Sol are up for an award in the same genre, with their album Inhale Exhale nominated for the Best Dance Electronic Album. A win would be the second Grammy Award for the trio. The Melbourne punk rock band Amel and the Sniffers, who recently toured alongside AC/DC, are aiming to win the Best Rock Performance Award. This is the first Grammy nomination for the group, who gained popularity for their high-energy performances and defiant music. Also in national news, good character references will be scrapped for all convicted offenders once legislation to amend the Crimes Sentencing Procedure Act of 1999 is introduced to the New South Wales State Parliament this week. Up until now, aside from specific child abuse offences, convicted offenders have been able to provide character references to bid for lighter sentencing. This practice has been heavily criticised as both being more accessible to those from privileged backgrounds as well as highly re-traumatising to victim survivors. The move is welcomed by co-founders of the Your Reference Ain't Relevant campaign, Harrison James and Jared Grice, who are hopeful that the other states will follow suit.
In international news, a potato surplus has led to a mass giveaway of free spuds across Berlin. Due to Europe's biggest harvest in 25 years, farmers have been overwhelmed by a glut that has collapsed market prices and exceeded storage capacity. Dubbed the Great Potato Rescue, tubers can be collected from potato dump locations in an attempt to reduce 4 million kilograms going to waste. According to one Berlin local, Ronald, collection sites have a party-like atmosphere. People help stuff rucksacks, carry heavy loads, and swap potato recipes. Gluts like the current potato flood aren't uncommon in agricultural practices, and food industry lobbyists warn of a coming milk tsunami. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with showers. It's currently 30 degrees with the humidity at 65%. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12.3, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.